I've got a bunch of stuff about TikTok that we can talk about. First of all, there's a bill that would make TikTok unavailable in the United States, and it just unanimously advanced in the House.
What are we? Okay, we did this like 2 years ago, right? And then it just kind of went away.
Feels like we've done it like every couple of months.
All the people who were saying you shouldn't use TikTok then got TikTok accounts.
Yeah.
What is the new resurgence here?
Well, some lawmakers and critics of TikTok say that the Chinese government could force TikTok to share data on American users. TikTok is saying, we've never done that. We would never do that if they asked us to. I'm looking at this article from the AP. This is a direct quote. The U.S. government also hasn't provided evidence of that happening. But I think it's just a concern that many people have.
It's fascinating because of the First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
Especially Gen Z. Mm-hmm. They're learning about constitutional law because they are asserting their First Amendment rights on this.
Yeah. I know this is different because it's using phones and, you know, there's all different kinds of information you can get with people online accounts and all that. But we do so much business with so many Chinese businesses. How do we not have the same concern for literally all of them?
That's a good point.
Yeah, but I think it's like you said, Wheels, it's the fact that it's on phones, and there have just been rumors swirling since TikTok came out that it's like, they have all your contacts, they have all your texts, they have all of this, because it's so, it just like gets its tendrils into everything in your phone. So what the U.S. government wants is for ByteDance, the parent company, to sell off TikTok in the next, if this were to pass, they would have, I think, 180 days to make that sale. If that didn't happen, then TikTok would be taken off of Google Play and the Apple App Store, and you wouldn't be able to download it.
You know what? I understand that sometimes bad things are happening and you can't take it back, but you can end it. But if, let's say they ended it, think of what they have. I mean, think of the millions and millions and millions of people. If they really can see your texts and everything like that, they've got enough to ruin every one of us. If that's really what they want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, I'm on TikTok. I'm addicted to it. I've admitted that. But I'm not carrying water for them. I'm just saying that, hey, this...
Damage is done.
Yeah.
Don't they have to make their case? Yeah. Shouldn't we be able to see the evidence?
Well, your point's the best one. Like, okay, let's look at all the other thousands of Chinese companies that we're doing business with.
I mean, I'm fine. If you can show me the evidence that says this is a problem, all right. I mean, like, if you took TikTok away from me tomorrow, there'd be times of day I'd be like, ooh, wish I had that. But I'm not going to be sad. I'm not going to be broken. I have other things to do with those few minutes that I do that. But, like, we're not... If we're just going to go on the suspicion that somebody could be doing something bad, that seems like it's pretty broad and pretty easy to try to take away damn near anything you want.
And to be fair, TikTok is doing, I mean, it seems like they're doing a lot to try to make the government feel better about this. They have walled off American users' data from, you know, everyone else's. And then new accounts, new user data is being stored on servers maintained by Oracle, not by ByteDance. So they're trying, they want to keep operating in the U.S. So they're going to do what they need to do to try to stay. We'll see. This passed unanimously in the House. The White House is saying that this bill has some things that, you know, need some work. And they obviously use TikTok themselves. So I don't know if they're in a huge rush to get rid of it, but we'll see what happens.